Good morning, church, and welcome to Scattered Sunday. It's been a great morning so far, and now it's my privilege just to share a few thoughts with you from my scattered place here in my office at home to you in yours. We've been developing a theme as a church called New Land Living. And today I want to take us back into that story and just share with you a few things to help us in our scattered places this week. In that story, God took the people of Israel from their captivity in Egypt, through the Red Sea, through the wilderness. Eventually they came to the River Jordan, crossed over it, and entered their promised land. And we've used that as a picture of our journey as Christians, entering the fullness of our promised life in Christ. And as I've been rereading that story this week, something jumped off the page which I'd not seen before. It was simply this, that scattering was always the plan. It's always God's idea. Because you see, right up to that point in time, they'd lived not as a scattered people, but a gathered people around some kind of physical representation of God. They lived together in Egypt as slaves, gathered around, huddled together for security and comfort, no doubt. But then as they traveled through the wilderness years, they gathered around the tabernacle, which was like a physical representation of God in their midst. And then when they crossed the Jordan, like we did in sort of metaphorical form on First Fruits Sunday, we crossed over into our new land. When they got there, they stayed at a place called Gilgal. And that was their base from which they went out. And they took Jericho and Ai and various kings in the north and the south. And eventually, we get to Joshua chapter 15 with all this done. And now God says, it's time to scatter. Because to truly possess the new land, you've got to be a scattered people. It's no good all huddling together in one place. I find this fascinating. Joshua chapters 15 to 19 are all about the territory that God gives to them to possess and occupy in their new land. And we're hoping to occupy and possess the fullness of our new life in Christ. But there comes a point where they have to settle once and for all, from now on, we're going to live as a scattered people without losing our corporate identity as the people of God. We're still Israel, we're still TCC, but we're scattered purposefully because it's what God always intended. The very last verse of Joshua chapter 14, verse 15, says this. This is after all the battles, all the wilderness wanderings, all the exciting stuff that's gone on. And it simply says, and then the land had rest from war. Peace came. It's as if there's this collective sigh of relief. No more war. Peacetime is here. So now we can possess the new land. And that meant being scattered. Just like you and I are this morning. And I want to speak to you for a few minutes about peace in the scattered place. You see, God had to bring them to a season of peace for them to be able to scatter and possess. And you and I need peace in our scattered place today. When we take the story forward through the scripture, and eventually Jesus comes and we get into the new covenant era that we live in today. He made exactly the same point to his followers, to you and me. He didn't want them doing life forever around him, gathering around the physical Jesus. He knew that was never going to work. That could never fill the earth. That could never reach all men. So he says to them in the Gospel of John, I'm leaving. I'm going to be going to the cross. Then I'm going back to heaven to my Father. And they were kind of, whoa, you mean we're not going to be gathered around Jesus anymore? And he basically says, no, you're not. But don't worry, because I'm going to send the Holy Spirit, so I will be with you, but I'll be with you as you scatter. And this is how he puts it to them. Turn with me to John chapter 16. The scripture will appear in the scripture box on the broadcast if you want to click there. It says, this is John 16 verse 32. Jesus says, a time is coming, and in fact has come, when you will be scattered each to your own home. That's a familiar thing, isn't it? Here we are, all scattered to our own homes. Then Jesus said, you will leave me alone, but I won't be alone, for my Father's with me. Him acknowledging the physical gathering around me is coming to an end. But then get this, he says, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. They were going to have peace in the scattered place. That was God's intention. He actually then goes on to say, well, in this world, you'll sometimes have trouble, but don't worry, because I've overcome the world. You know, I really believe we're living in the fullness of the scripture. Here we are in our scattered homes. What makes life tolerable, fruitful, what makes it enjoyable is that we have the peace of Christ with us in our scattered place. And I do hope that wherever you are this morning, wherever your scattered place is, that you're at peace with yourself, you're at peace with the other people in the house with you, you're at peace with God as your provider, because folks, we need peace in the scattered place, don't we? Peace in the scattered place. And to have that and to enjoy it to the full, I want to suggest to you, you need three things. So here we go, you ready? Number one, to have peace in the scattered place, most importantly, you need Jesus. Yes, you need Jesus. Peace is only found when you have a relationship with the Prince of Peace. He brings a peace that goes well beyond our ability to understand or to fathom, because we have it even when circumstances are not that good around us. It's incredible. In our reading in John 16, he said to them, I've told you these things so that in me you will have peace. I'm so glad I've got the peace of Christ in my heart and life today. I don't know about you, because the peace that he brings, you can't even get your head around it. It's beyond comprehension. It guards your heart and it guards your mind. It rules inside you and is like a referee in your heart that helps you make great choices as you keep yourself in tune with the peace of Christ within you. In fact, peace is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. So the fact that we can be in peace is just evidence that the Holy Spirit's with us, in us, and that Jesus hasn't left us. So the first thing to remember in our scattered places is that it's still hashtag Jesus first in the scattered place. To have peace in the scattered place, first we need Jesus with us. Secondly, to have peace in the scattered place, you've got to keep doing what leads to peace. You see, your peace, your felt sense of peace, comes from somewhere, came from somewhere. It came from Jesus. But what did Jesus do for you? He made you right with God. He helped you deal with your sin, with your past life. And we have to keep doing the things that Jesus wants us to do, living his way, because that keeps us in peace. The Bible puts it this way. In Isaiah 32, it says, the fruit of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness will be quietness and confidence forever. That's Isaiah 32:17. That's why in the New Testament, in Romans 14, Paul says, let's make every effort to do what leads to peace. Now, even though we're in isolation, we must still do what leads to peace, because I need peace in this isolation. I need peace in this scattered place. So we've got to keep doing those right things that lead to peace. Now, there is a very real danger that this lockdown, this isolation, can make us do things that don't lead to peace. It can make us lazy or apathetic, maybe withdrawn. Some of us can become angry or grumpy, cynical. It may be that we could even just live as if Jesus wasn't with us. So we do things we shouldn't, we think things we shouldn't, we tolerate things we shouldn't. It can make us develop victim mentalities and become overly selfish or full of self-pity. There's all sorts of negatives that could develop in a period of isolation. But we're determined. We're going to have peace in our scattered place. So we're going to keep doing what leads to peace. Do things God's way. Do it by the guidance of the Spirit. Do it with Jesus in the forefront. And if you will keep doing the right things that lead to peace, you'll be blessed. Keep loving one another. Keep serving one another. Keep doing your exercise. Keep eating right. Keep your habits strong. Be disciplined. Do things God's way. You know, Peter puts it in this way in one place. He says, seek peace and pursue it. So if you want to seek peace, you have to seek the things that lead to peace. Pursue them and do them. And if you don't know what they are, think, well, I don't know what to do. I don't know what the right thing is to do. Well, read your Bible. Lots of time during lockdown. Chat to someone. Get online. In fact, use the chat button right now and ask one of our hosts, can I have a bit of advice, please, about the situation? Let us help you find the right way to respond so you enjoy peace in the scattered place. So, to have peace in the scattered place, firstly, you need Jesus in it with you. Secondly, we're going to keep doing what leads to peace. And thirdly, to have peace in the scattered place, you've got to give some peace away. Give some peace away. See, we believe in the principle of sowing and reaping. If I want to reap peace, I've got to be willing to sow peace. Galatians 6:7 says, a man sows what he reaps. Sorry, a man reaps what he sows. In these days, we really do need to sow peace, don't we? So much fear out there, so much concern, so much uncertainty. And that can make people nervous, it can stop them sleeping, it can make them sick, all manner of things. And here we are, agents of peace, bringers of peace, people of peace, servants of Jesus. And I want to encourage you to have peace in your scattered place this week. You need to get sowing. We need to sow some peace. How can I sow peace? Well, you can FaceTime someone. You can give them a call. You can send them a message. You can Zoom someone. You can send an encouragement. Check in on your neighbours. Get to know some of the people in your street. Just do what you can to reach out and be an agent of peace. See it as your life being a conduit for the peace of Christ that is reaching out to others. So, it was always God's plan that we'd be scattered. But most importantly, it was his plan that we would be scattered as a people of peace. Know his peace in the scattered place. So have that this week. You need to keep Jesus at the center, keep doing what leads to peace, and be willing to give some peace away. No, I just want to speak for a moment to any out there who are watching who are thinking, well, I'm not sure I do have Jesus with me, Steve. Well, you can invite Jesus into your scattered place, into your life right now. It's as simple as a prayer, an invitation. So I'm going to pray, and everyone else watching this broadcast is going to pray with me, and the words are going to appear on the screen. And if you want Jesus to be with you for the first time, then please pray these words and mean it. Whether you pray them out loud or in your heart doesn't matter. What matters is you mean it. So let's pray together. Dear Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. Thank you for forgiving me. I'm sorry I'm yours now, and I'm free now. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer and meant it, can I ask you, click the button on the screen. It's just appeared there. That's you saying, I responded. And it allows one of our hosts to chat with you online and to be able to get some helpful information to you about how you can grow in your relationship with Jesus. For the rest of us, well, church, another week in our scattered places. But my prayer is that it will be characterized by being a people of peace. As we keep Jesus at the center, as we keep doing the right things that lead to peace, and as we make a conscious effort to give some of our peace away. So the question I'm going to leave with you to talk about now, to think about this week, is simply this. How can we be a people of peace this week? Get creative, get thinking about it. How can you be an agent of the peace of God this week, in your scattered place, from your isolation, to help others? Have a great week. Keep Jesus at the center, and we look forward to seeing you again next Sunday. God bless you.